I think we took a step forward as a team, you know, in this last game. I think we had to compete for 60 minutes in the game, which I think was good for our players. And for the most part, you know, most of the guys did respond to that. I do think as we look at the film, there's a lot of good things that we did. We made a lot of explosive plays, stopped the run a little better on defense. Got a couple turnovers, didn't give up a lot of explosive plays, but there's a lot of things to improve on. You know, we didn't do a great job in the red zone, 3 touchdowns in 7 tries, and you know, had a couple touchdowns called back because of penalties. So these are all things that paying attention to detail, doing the little things right, which is the way you have to practice every day to challenge yourself, so that we can get better and be more prepared to face the challenges that we have in the future. You know, this game obviously coming up this week is a rivalry game, and it's a big game and a special game to a lot of folks here in Alabama, and certainly here to our team and our players. And you know, Jeremy's doing a really good job, you know, with their team. They're playing with a lot of discipline. They've got a lot of toughness, and they've made a tremendous amount of improvement. And I think played, you know, an outstanding game last week, you know, against Auburn. You got the players of the week from this game, and you know, I think that from an injury standpoint, you know, Smitty's probably a guy that's probably most questionable. You never know how, you know, hamstring injuries are going to sort of respond and how fast guys will be able to recover. But at his position, probably have to be pretty full speed to be able to play. So we'll have to play that one day to day. And I'm not making any accusations because I don't think it's anybody here. But you know, we have an outstanding medical staff here. We do MRIs on players. We know exactly what's wrong with them. We've never, ever, as our medical staff, put a player at any kind of risk relative to playing. And, you know, I don't think it's good for people to make speculations about what injury a player has when we have probably as good a medical staff as anybody in the country when it comes to Dr. Kane, Dr. Andrews, their whole team of people. So, you know, I don't think it's fair to the player or the program or our medical staff for people to speculate on what people's injuries really are. But as I mentioned, you know, Tennessee's playing really, really well and has made a lot of improvement. I think the quarterback has been a big part of that. He played really, really well last week. He's completing like 65% of his passes, you know, for the year. Their skill guys outside have made a lot of big plays. They're big guys. They get 50-50 balls, and that's going to be a real key for us defensively. They've made constant improvement in terms of playing together as a unit and as a team, playing with a lot of toughness, a lot of discipline, don't make a lot of mental mistakes. And, you know, they've been very effective on special teams. So, you know, all around, this team is doing the kind of things that you need to do to put yourself in a position to be able to win games. And we're going to have to, you know, be our best on the road to be able to take advantage of the opportunity that we have.
You mentioned that on Saturday being maybe the most physical game you guys have played this year. Were there any plays that you guys sent to the league office for review, or did they get in touch with you about anything?
Yeah, I visited with Commissioner Stanky about Raekwon's actions, and we will handle that internally, and we will have him do some things, and I think it should affect his play time in the future.
Where have you seen him? Where have you seen him improve the most with Quinton Williams?
Well, Quinton, you know, played well for us last year. He just didn't play all the time. And, he's got great initial quickness. He's a very smart player. He's always well prepared. Really practices well every day. And, you know, for his size, he's got really good power to go with his initial quickness. He's a good pass rusher. So he has probably improved more and played with the most consistency of anybody that we have on defense.
Back over at the right control.
Mac Wilson kind of plays to line the blame on himself for the way the defense has been playing. How do you see him?
He's played really well this last week. He's one of the players of the week on defense. Played really well. Was very productive. Did a better job of making adjustments in the game with the front. Got us in the right things, and I thought Mac did a really good job in the game.
You had mentioned, what's Tua's status going forward? Will he be 100% this week?
Yeah, Tua hasn't missed a day of practice. Could have gone back in the game, like I said. He's going to practice today. Probably better this week than he was last week. So just, you know, see how he does in practice and continue to evaluate him. As long as the medical staff clears him, we'll keep working him to try to get him ready to play in a game.
How have you seen the rivalry with Tennessee change and evolve over the years?
Well, I haven't seen it change at all. I mean, to me, it's a big game, and it doesn't matter what happened last year or 10 years ago. It's what's going to happen this week. It's the most important thing, and how our players look at that and respond to the challenges. This is a confident team now. They just had a big win. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, be at our best and take advantage of every opportunity that we have to be able to be successful in the game. So, in my mind, it hadn't changed at all. This is the most important Tennessee-Alabama game ever played, because it's the one we're playing now. All right? Most important game we're playing this season, because it's the one we're playing now. So, it is what it is.
Coach, we'll go up front. Chris Walsh.
Your thoughts on the secondary after watching the game tonight?
You know, I thought the guys did a good job. They played together, communicated better. Obviously, there's some things that we need to continue to work on, but I think the big thing is we got to get more guys ready to play winning football. So, you know, that's a real key to the drill based on the depth that we have right now, that more guys are willing to step up and prepare and be ready to play so that, you know, we can continue to play at a competitive level on the back end.
You mentioned Shaheem Carter's versatility in the past. How much more comfortable is he with both of his roles now than per se at the beginning of the season?
Well, he only has one role now because Trayvon got hurt, so he's playing the same thing all the time. So I think he's probably more comfortable with one role than he was with two. So if you got to put a percentage on it, I'd say he's 100% more comfortable.
Coach,
going
back, the last one I got for you.
Coach, you mentioned it briefly, but what can you say about Jeremy Pruitt? You guys spent time together and obviously pulled off a big SEC win his first last week. What can you say about the job that he's doing?
Well, I think he's doing an outstanding job. You know, if you just look at the team's improvement from the beginning till now, it's really pretty phenomenal. The team plays with great discipline, lots of toughness, give great effort, all the intangible things that you have a chance to affect as a coach. And, you know, they're extremely well coached. Create a lot of problems for you with what they're doing on offense, and their defense is sound and solid in everything that they do, and players give great effort on special teams. So this is as well coached a team as we played all year long, and you got to give a lot of credit to Jeremy and his staff for what they've been able to do there in a short period of time.